The city of Memphis is planning to release nearly an hour of video footage later tonight that will show its police officers beating Tyre Nichols to death. Five officers were indicted and charged with second-degree murder yesterday for their role in the January 7th traffic stop that led to Nichols' death.
Nichols was a 29-year-old black man, a father, who loves sunsets and skateboarding. Even the chief of police described his death as heinous and inhumane. One of the lawyers for the Nichols family joins us now, Antonio Romanucci. Welcome.
Hello, and thank you for having me on.
Antonio, you and the family have seen the police video of Tyre Nichols' arrest, which the Memphis police said shows acts that defy humanity. What was the family's reaction to the video?
Well, the family's reaction to the video, while the family was watching the video and for as long as they could, it was absolute appall, abhorrence, disgust. And beyond that, it's even hard to even describe what they felt because there was so much emotion, so much anger, because what they saw was their son literally being brutalized, savagely beaten for something that nobody could understand why. And the video doesn't really explain why he had to absorb this savagery. Nobody understands, but I think we're coming closer to answers on that.
And I want to ask you about that in a moment, but, you know, we've heard that he called his mama's name towards the end, and that must have been so hard for her to watch and to hear.
Well, I have to tell you, I don't know that mom was in the room when he was actually saying her name. She does know that he said that. And I can tell you personally that I heard him cry out for his mother several times, but his mom was not able to withstand hearing that.
Yeah. I mean, it must have been hard for everybody to watch, let alone if it's your own son. Can you tell us about Tyre Nichols, the man, the father, the skateboarder?
I can. Obviously, I did not know Tyre. Everything that I've been learning and discovering about him just points to a ray of sunshine, somebody who had a bright future, somebody who cared, somebody whose coworkers adored him. His parents just loved him. He still lived at home. His mother cooked for him. He always wanted to know what his mother was cooking for him that night. He loved to skateboard. That was his thing. He was a photographer. So what does that tell us? That he had an eye for capturing souls, whether of people or animals or just nature. Everything that we've heard about Tyre just points to someone who should still be here with us.
Yeah. He was raised in California in the Sacramento area, and he moved to Memphis before the pandemic. And as you're describing, he was very kind. I've heard him described as really a free spirit. Is there anything in particular you think his parents, his family, want us to know about him as a person before we see this video?
Yes. I mean, I think what everybody needs to understand when they see this video, there's always going to be maybe some doubters who are going to say, what did he do to provoke this? And I can tell you that I have seen nothing that would ever cause this sort of escalation of force. This was somebody who was begging on the camera, what did I do? What did I do? So I just want the public to keep in mind that this was somebody who was an innocent victim of a saturation and suppression unit who clearly had ulterior motives, and Tyre was caught up in this innocent web of deceit that the Scorpion unit runs in.
What is the Scorpion unit? Why do they exist within the Memphis Police Department?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, the Scorpion unit is supposed to exist to help the community in its policing, to make the community safer. The Scorpion unit was a team of four 10-man units. They're roving units that move about either in sectors or citywide. And their mission is to control crime. And really what that means is to find guns, find stolen cars. And what's the best way to do that? stop people on the street, stop cars, and they target unfairly, you know, brown and black people. And then the cycle begins. And when Tyree ran from this Scorpion unit, basically it was a, how dare you? How can you do that to us? And they caught up to him and they sure showed him that, hey, we are the Scorpion unit. You don't do that to us, whether you're guilty or innocent or whatever the reason is.
Yeah. So it took the Memphis Police Department 2 weeks after that brutal beating to actually fire the five officers. Yesterday, they were indicted on charges, including murder and kidnapping. Does this feel like a path to justice for the family?
It actually does. You know, I've spent quite a bit of time with the family over the last, 10 days, 2 weeks, and the family was willing to be patient with the state's attorney and the Department of Justice and the FBI, regarding this particular issue, because they wanted the most extreme, highest level charges that could be brought. They didn't want it to be rushed. And so I think it was worth the wait, so to speak, because I got to tell you, I've been practicing in this area for a long time. I have never, ever seen a sworn police officer wearing a uniform, performing under the color of law, being charged with kidnapping, now let alone second degree murder. Think of how significant that is, a kidnapping charge for an on-duty police officer.
We're speaking with Antonio Romanucci, who's an attorney representing the family of Tyree Nichols. I want to ask you, Antonio, because for some, it's hard, it's confusing to look at the perpetrators, the police officers in this case, this brutality, and see that all five are black men. How is the family processing this?
They're sad. They're very sad that they are seeing, black police officers beating, a helpless, defenseless, young black man. Now, having said that, in policing, it really doesn't matter what the race of the police officer is. It certainly does matter, however, what the race of the victim or the person who's being aggrieved is. And that's what we see as being more or less consistent here, that it's a young black man. The fact that the police officers were black and it's a black police on black young man, that is unfortunate and it is sad. It's sad any which way you look at this, but for the family, it does resonate particularly a little bit more sadness. But I will tell you that they have no less anger and no less fight for justice because of the race of the police officers. Never, ever acceptable or tolerable in any element of society.
Yeah. The city of Memphis is going to release the video to the public this evening. What's the family's message to the community right now?
Well, I'm going to be seeing them very, very shortly, and I know that their message has not changed since we started this process, and they are asking the community to be peaceful. They don't want to see anybody hurt. Somebody's already been really hurt. He's dead, and the family is extremely hurt by what they've seen, and so we don't need Memphis to hurt anymore as a result of what's happened.
So, Antonio, I was reading that Tyree himself was a big supporter of the Black Lives Matter movement, and now he is going to be at the center of that. I wonder how his family feels about the fact that he might now come to represent a really big and urgent push for racial justice in the country.
Well, no mother, no father, no sibling ever wants one of their own family members to be remembered in that way. And whether for good or not, and hopefully it will be for a lot of good, Tyree now will become the new face of the racial justice movement. And it's just such an ugly paradox that as a member of the Black Lives Matter movement, somebody who's supported Black lives, who supported racial justice, that he now has to become the face of it. And essentially what that makes him is a martyr. he basically died for his own cause, a cause that he believed in. And when you do look at the fact that they were Black police officers, I don't think I'm too far from him being defined as a martyr.
Antonio Romanucci is an attorney representing the family of Tyre Nichols. He was killed earlier this month after a deadly traffic stop by police. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
My pleasure.